Wake up call, 1300 WTLS. Michael Butler, Shane Yankee this morning, and Kirk McNair on the line with us. What it means to be a Crimson Tide, Gene Stallings, and Alabama's greatest players is the new book that's out. And Kirk, good morning to you. Appreciate you being on the show this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, guys. How's it going today?
We're doing great. Alabama's doing great, too. I know it's a great time for you up there in Tuscaloosa, the editor and owner of Bama Inside the Crimson Tide magazine, and you founded that back in 79, and now you got the book out, and I'm sure that, as they say, it's selling like hotcakes, probably.
Well, I hope it is. Yeah. I'm always nervous. I'm afraid, almost afraid to go into a bookstore for a fear it'll be back in a dusty corner or something, but so far it looks like it's pretty much on display, and bookstore people seem to be happy with it.
Well, I got the book yesterday. I appreciate you sending me a copy, and did not get through the entire thing. I'm not the speed reader that Shane is across from me, but I did look through it, and I like the way you've done this. Basically, you've gone through and picked out the decades, and you've talked about some of the great players in Alabama history, and how tough is it to track down all of those great players, because you have got a bunch of them in this book.
Well, some of them were harder than others, and actually I wasn't able to get two or three that I'd really hoped to have in there, but fortunately we're going to be able to, the publisher's already said that we're going to revise the book in a couple of years and add some more players, so that was good news to me. But some were hard. A real quick story, last February 18th, about a quarter of seven, my phone rang, and it was Mal Moore, the athletics director at Alabama. I wanted to know what I had on that day. And what I had on that day was what I have on every Friday, which is the only day of the week I take half a day off every Friday and play golf. And he wanted to know if it'd be possible for me to play with Joan Ramos, which, of course, I made room on my schedule.
Yeah.
So and that also happened to be my 60th birthday, so that was quite an eventful birthday. I played golf with Joan Ramos and set up for 2 days later we met. He asked how long it would take, and I said 20 to 30 minutes, and we actually met for, we started talking, and we actually talked for about 2 hours. Mm. It was quite an experience.
What is Namath like?
Oh, he's a fabulous individual. Wonderful. Of course, I'd been around him quite a bit. It wasn't like we were strangers, but still, he had been burned many, many times by writers, at first, he was a little reluctant, I think, to do it, and as he got into it, I think he really enjoyed it.
What are some of the more interesting stories of players in the book that maybe you can give us in it? I know you're going to have to pick the book up to see most of that, but what's something you can give our listeners?
Well, I think one of the things that was interesting was two guys had sort of the same theme that you wouldn't expect. Billy Nabers, who was maybe the greatest lineman in the Alabama history until John Hanna, and John Hanna both said they were scared to death of Coach Bryant. And Billy Nabers had a funny story. He was signed by Coach Bryant's first signing class, and he said, I know Coach Bryant had never heard of me until I was signed to play at Alabama. He said, but you know what, I'd never heard of him either. Well, that just tells you the difference between media in the late 50s and media today, that a guy, an Alabama fan, could be getting ready to be signed by Alabama and wondering who this new coach was, Bear Bryant.